guarantee and tradability for life.
Hello, how are you today?
Oh, good, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good. So what's going on?
So I reached out to the individual, right? Cause
I went out.
And I thought, well, we'll just go there. But yeah, I'm just trying to think of what he said. Anyway, bottom line is he found something somewhere else. That's kind of what it comes down to. I was like, huh. I'm surprised he did, but maybe I don't want to ever think somebody's just not being truthful. But he said he found it someone that could get him near his price point at the 1.5.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's probably garbage. They're probably telling you it's a non-cert. And it's really like, you know, what I mean? It's really not a GVS2. Like, you can't, People drive me
I know,
crazy.
I get so, oh, here he is. I found him. I couldn't remember his name. It was Dominic. So I said, you know, would you be interested? So he goes, hi, Lisa, thank you so much for the time and effort you put into searching for options and walking me through the details. After giving everything some thought and exploring a few different avenues, I decided to move forward with another jeweler who was able to find what I was looking for within my budget. Thank you for your time and assistance. It was greatly appreciated. Lovely to have met you.
Question, do you respond to emails like that?
So I think I actually did respond to him. Let me see what I said. I said, Dominic, you are so very welcome. I wish you nothing but the best. Thanks and take care, Lisa. That's what I said.
That's nice because, like, if I get a jeweler who, there's one jeweler that she always reaches out to me. I don't have, she drives me nuts. And, she literally will get prices from, 20 different vendors.
Oh.
And
then
it has you do all this work. Wants you to email copies of certs, email pictures, email videos, do this, do that, jump through hoops.
Oh, dear God.
Right? And then,
really?
2 days later, so, you know, after following up, a couple days later, oh, I got something in from another vendor, but if the customer doesn't like it, then I'll reach out to you. I'm like, there's no loyalty there whatsoever.
That's to me unacceptable, but right.
Well, it's in the hypocrisy of it all is when, she specifically will complain about, oh, I have this customer, and they're shopping me. Okay, that's what you do with me.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah, hypocrite. I mean, I can see looking
at
2-3 different vendors, but 10 to 20,
sure.
10 to 20 is excessive. I'm not kidding you. When she emails, I'm just like, ugh. And she only emails once or twice a year. But if she emails me today, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to be like, Lisa jinxed me.
I always try to just be respectful of somebody's time, right?
Right.
And obviously we deal with it, but you're always, you're just the one I go to, right?
Right.
No. Yeah, and usually I can find, but I was kind of surprised at this one because when he came in with his dad, and usually if someone comes in with a parent, they're serious, right?
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
And it wasn't like I sat on it. So it wasn't like I waited, oh yeah, I'm not sure about him. So I'll just get back to him in a week or two. And when I got back to him about this one too, and he didn't get back to me, I thought, that's kind of weird because I would have expected him because when I replied back to him and I said, I found something that might work for you, but I'll let you know, he was like, oh, sounds good. Thank you so much thank you so much for the help and for the timely follow-up. So, he was boom, boom. And when I did that on Tuesday, and then he didn't get back to me till yesterday, I was like, okay. So that's why sometimes I think it's that instant, and if they don't come in and see exactly what they want, instead of being able to say, you know, I'll come back or I'll look at this or that or whatever, then, you know, But,
Well, it is what it is.
So, I mean, I'm glad that I didn't go down and say, oh, just send it to me, because apparently he's already somewhere. And I don't really like to do that until I'm 100% sure about someone anyway.
No, that's good. I would rather.
Yeah, because it's wasting your time, my time. Stuff's coming in. You're shipping it. We're looking it. We're opening it. We're sending it back. It's just too much going on. Although sometimes I wish we just had like an oval that we could show, like a nice, like kind of right at that price point for them. But, yeah, it is. But everybody wants an oval. I just had a lady come in. I did a custom pendant for her, and then she made a comment, and she's coming in because now they're looking to get engaged, and she said she wants an oval too. Like, everybody wants an oval all of a sudden. And the kid this morning wants an oval. So,
yeah,
it's weird.
We have ovals still are extremely very popular, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, like, marquees have been popular.
That's where we are.
Got it.
That's
all
where
right.
we are in life.
All right.
But if something else comes up, and I'm sure it will, dear, I will certainly reach out to you.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you for the call back, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God, you're so welcome. Absolutely, you're so welcome.
Okay.
You have a great day.
You too.
Okay, take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.